قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الحكيم وهو أصدق القائلين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم نبطش البطشة الكبرى إنا منتقمون آمنا بالله صدق الله العلي العظيم صل على السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray all of you are well and that you are healthy, inshallah. This week we lost someone very close to each and every one of us. Marhum Sayyid Asad, who left this world too soon. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He embrace the marhum in His mercy, inshallah, that He accept all of His efforts that He put forward, and that He give sabr to the family during these trying times as well, inshallah. You know, Sayyid Asad had a way of connecting with many different people. You know, to some, he was a brother, to others, he was a son. He was a husband, he was a father, and he was a friend to many as well. But for all of us, you know, he was a scholar, you know, an alim, and a warrior in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dedicated to trying to bring people out of darkness and into light. And you know, the loss of a scholar is something that cannot be enumerated, you know. There's many traditions in this, but one that is reported from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, where he says, Mawtul alim musibatun la yujbar. He says that the death of a scholar is a musibah, it's a calamity that cannot be repaired, it cannot be fixed. وَثُلْمَةٌ لَا تَسُدْ, and a void that cannot be filled. وَهُوَ نَجْمٌ تُمِسْ, it is a star that has lost its light, it's been obliterated. And then he says something really interesting. He says, وَمَوْتُ قَبِيلَةٍ أَيْسَرُ مِنْ مَوْتِ عَالِمٍ. He says the death of an entire tribe is easier to deal with than the death of a scholar. Subhanallah, yeah. You know, it shows how valuable people who dedicate their lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to try to bring others in that journey as well, it is. And this is why we should always, you know, when we make our dua, pray for our ulama. Yeah, they are those inheritors of the Prophet who have taken that responsibility to carry on the message. And so we pray for the acceptance of the actions of all ulama, inshallah. And that Allah Azza wa Jal give them a long life, and those who have left us, that He accept their action, inshallah. Let us remember the marhum with the Surah Al-Fatiha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ki yawmiddin iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina. Sadaqallahu. You know, when we look at this world, we find that it is filled with moments where we suffer through some form of heartbreak. You know, sometimes these heartbreaks are caused by big things. You know, for example, what's happening in Palestine, for example, breaks the heart. How can it not break the heart? You know, sometimes this heartbreak comes in the form of a loss of a life, you know, a family member, a friend, someone very dear to us. Sometimes it comes in the form of an illness. And sometimes these heartbreaks take the form of what we would call smaller things, you know, things like disappointments, for example. I didn't get that promotion. I didn't get that raise. Sometimes it's in the form of an argument with a loved one, for example, right? That just ruins our day and makes us regret the things that we have said, things we have done. Sometimes it could be something as small as a flat tire, you know. But when you look at life, inevitably, these heartbreaks, be it for big reasons or small reasons, are constantly taking place in our lives, constantly, right? Obviously, there are moments of happiness, there are moments of joy, but inevitably, within these moments of happiness and joy, you will have moments in which you will feel broken, you will feel sad, yeah? And the question is why, right? Like, why does this happen so frequently? You know, if you analyze your life, like I know I've analyzed my life, you know, it's guaranteed within a 48-hour span, there will be something which hurts your heart, inevitably, you know. And sometimes it could happen even more frequently than that, you know, but for sure not prolonged than that, you know. And the question is why? Why are there so many moments in our lives that bring about heartache, you know, that bring about grief in our lives, be it small or big? And there are many reasons our ulama give, but I want to discuss two with you today, you know. The first one, I know I've talked about this many times, and I keep repeating this point for my benefit primarily and for your benefit, because this has been truly inspirational to me. It has been life-changing for me. That the reason why our lives are filled with these type of heartbreaks, I'm going to call them, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be averse to this world. Yeah? You know, human nature, right? Human nature is that if we are constantly encountering things that are pleasant to us, that our hearts enjoy, then our attachment to that particular thing gets stronger. Yeah? You with me or no? Right? I was trying to think of another example, but I really couldn't, you know? Like, let's say you have some really good biryani somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about, like, real good biryani. You know what I mean? Like, coming close to, like, wedding biryani, for example, you know? You would desire to have that type of biryani again, wouldn't you? Of course, yeah? If you go to a restaurant that nailed it, you would want to go to that restaurant again. Why? Because the heart automatically desires for that which it likes, it's fond of, right? But the opposite is true, right? That if the heart encounters something it does not like, it will not want that thing around them. Yeah? It will be averse to it, right? Similarly, right? If I go eat somewhere, for example, I've given this example before. I had sushi once in my life, you know, and I threw up. Haven't had sushi again, right? I'm sure sushi is good, right? Last time I said that, when the member people invited me to have sushi, I don't want to eat sushi, right? Because in my mind, sushi equated to throwing up. I don't want that in my life, you know. Allah created this world in the same way. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this world as a realm of bala, trials, tribulations. Why? So that our hearts do not become attached to dunya. Do you understand? Yeah? If things were constantly good, our pull and our gravitation towards this dunya would just get stronger. And so every so often, God sprinkles musibah in our lives. Yeah? God sprinkles difficulties in our lives. God sprinkles heartbreaks in our lives. Why? So that our attachment will not be to dunya, but it will be to akhirah. Yeah? The moment we can refocus the purpose of our existence, I'm telling you, this can be life-altering. Yeah? That if every single thing that I do is geared towards securing my akhirah, then whatever musibah I face in this world, it'll be easier to deal with. It will be, yeah? I will absorb it. It's not going to not affect me. I'm a human being. Of course things will affect me. Of course it will pain me. But my ability to move on from that thing becomes easier because my attachment is not to this world. It's to akhirah, right? When you look at Karbala, we see that so beautifully transpire, you know, that in that thick of that grief. It is said that when Imam alayhi salam was holding the pierced body of Ali ibn al-Asghar in his hand, imagine, yeah, that you're holding a baby who has an arrow, and the Imam was crying, yeah, crying, where his face was soaked in tears. But he has this statement, he says, Ya Allah, this is easy for me because I know you are watching what is taking place. Subhanallah. It's life-altering, my brothers and sisters, life-altering. If we just learn to refocus the purpose of our existence, it's not for this world. And if I don't have that level of attachment to this world, then anything good that happens or bad happens, I will roll with it. Yeah? Because I know I'm working towards a greater purpose. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. He says, Man kanat dunya akbara hammihi, tala shaqa'uhu wa ghammuhu. Yeah, he says that those whom regard the world as the greatest concern, how will I do this? How will I get paid? How will I? This is all my world is about. The Imam says their grief and distress are lengthened. Yeah, because this world is filled with heartache, filled with it. But if we don't have this world as our primary focus, then we can roll with it better so that we can secure our akhirah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. And that's the first reason. And I think that reason in itself is very powerful. The second reason why we are constantly faced with heartache is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the brokenhearted. He loves the brokenhearted, you know, especially when the brokenhearted turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal their broken heart. Again, our first Imam alayhi salam has a tradition in which he says, Tuba lil munkasirati kulubuhum min ajlillah. He said, blessed are those whose hearts are broken for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are blessed people. Yeah, they are blessed. You know, one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Jabbar. Yeah, just that name rings might, doesn't it? Jabbar, it feels good saying it. You know, but the meaning of Al-Jabbar, really beautiful. Right? It's really beautiful. Al-Jabbar means the one who compels that which is broken to restore itself. So that which is broken, the one who can make it better is known as Jabbar. Yeah, this is why when we do Wadhul Jabira, Jabira is a band-aid, right? Same root word, because it is that band-aid will help my fracture heal, for example. Allah says, I am Jabbar. Yeah? I will heal you, God says. I will make you better, God says. Come to me. You have problems with your income? I can heal you. Come to me. You have problems with your health? I can heal you. Come to me. You don't have hope? I will give you hope, Allah says. You have a broken heart? Come to me, God says. I will heal your heart. Yeah? This is one of those beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that should fill each and every one of us with a longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in this world, there are many reasons why our hearts would break for God, you know. Sometimes, you know, our hearts break because of the actions of other people, you know. Sometimes people are just mean. People say ugly things. People don't think before they talk. Sometimes a family member oppresses us, yeah. Sometimes a government oppresses us. And constantly we find that our hearts are broken. And in those moments when injustice is done upon us, even if we are able to find some recourse to bring justice into our lives, that justice does not mend my broken heart. Correct or no? Yeah? Y'all with me or no? Yeah? Throwing out gems, people. You with me? Yeah? Let me repeat that. Yeah? Sometimes a husband and a wife will fight. Husband oppressed the wife, or the wife oppressed the husband. They take to court. The court rules a settlement. Does that settlement in favor of the mazloom heal the broken heart of the mazloom? It doesn't. You don't forget that. You don't forget what happened. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when people hurt you, come to me, I will mend you. Yeah? That people oppress you, come to me, I will take vengeance on you. Yeah? It may not happen in this world, and I'm telling you, in this world, even if vengeance comes my way, it will not fix the break that happened earlier. But in Akhirah, Allah will fix everything if we turn to Him. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Dukhan, the verse that I read in the khutbah, يَوْمَ نَبْتِشُ الْبَطْشَةَ الْكُبْرَى إِنَّا مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that day we shall strike with the most terrible striking. We will indeed take vengeance on them, Allah says. And Allah is the one who is muntaqim. Yeah? Allah will take that vengeance on our behalf. Why? Because God is Jabbar. God will fix us. Yeah? God will heal us. And we just have to have that level of faith to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes our hearts are broken because we feel defeated because of our sins that we have committed. You know, when we look back at our lives, we are filled with regret. You know, we are filled with things that we may have done that we wish we wouldn't have done. And so sometimes, even though that's not the person that I am, I still allow that grief and that guilt to wear me down. Yeah, I have sleepless nights. I have anxiety. You know, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand where that grief is coming from. You know, sometimes it is pure regret, and that's good. Yeah, those type of sleepless nights, endure them. That's your kafara for your sins. Yeah, that's the way your sins are equaled out. But sometimes these thoughts come into our head where it makes us think that, nah, you're not a good person. You remember what you did before? Yeah? Remember how you acted before? I swear to you, that's shaitan, huh? That's shaitan messing with you. You know, shaitan is always, you know, shaitan is, it's like he's fishing sometimes. He's on a fishing expedition, you know? And so, for example, shaitan knows that we as believers are not going to succumb to sin. We're not going to sin. Yeah, he can't tempt us with music. He can't tempt us with stealing. He can't tempt us with this or that. And so what does shaitan try and do? He tries to mess with our minds by reminding us of things that we used to do in our childhood. Yeah, in our youth, in our days of foolishness, when we're not those people anymore. And all he wants us to do is to develop a relationship where we begin to think God's not going to forgive us. And the moment we start thinking like that, defeated, shaitan wins. We have to turn to Allah when these moments come. We are not those people anymore. Yeah? When you feel guilty over something that you have done in the past, just say to shaitan, that's not who I am anymore. Yeah? That's not the person I am. Yeah? God has forgiven me. Why? Because I turned to God and He healed me. You understand? He fixed me. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 53, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. What a beautiful verse. Yeah? What a beautiful verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to my servants who have done israf on their souls. They have transgressed the boundaries of their souls. We did things we weren't supposed to do. Yeah? He's talking to me. He's talking to some of us. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to these servants who have violated the bounds of their own soul, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Do not despair. Why? Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Subhanallah. Allah says, I will forgive all of your sins. Just come to me. I will heal you, God says. Yeah? This is the power of God, you know. Now, obviously, I can't be sinning and then thinking He's going to forgive me, right? We don't have to go through that obviousness, you know what I mean? Like, people often have this warped understanding of the mercy of God. Inna rahmatallahi qareebun min al-muhsinin, Allah says. That indeed the mercy of God is close and near to the ones who do good, not to the ones who do bad. Yeah? And so if we're people who still sin, then we should be feeling guilty. But if we're people who don't sin, and I know I'm addressing people of that audience, we don't sin. But man, shaitan keeps us up at night, right? Just remind shaitan that I have turned to Jabbar and Jabbar has forgiven me. Yeah? Because that is what God does. God heals us, you understand? Sometimes we are defeated or have a broken heart because our spiritual journey is filled with hurdles. Yeah? Like, it's not easy to unlock or undo years of bad habits. You know what I mean? Right now we're teaching a class online on Adab us-Salah. And I've been trying to implement the things that we've been talking about in that class. Man, it's super difficult. Super difficult, right? Like to concentrate in prayer the way we are expected to concentrate in prayer. Super difficult. Why? Because I have 45 years of bad habits. Yeah? 45 years I went on a world tour when my prayer started. Now I'm trying to concentrate on God. It's not happening. It's not happening. It's a struggle. That's okay. God knows I'm trying. God will help us. Yeah? God will fix us. God will take us where we want to go. Right? Sometimes it's my health that doesn't allow me to do the things that I do. I can't do sajda properly because my knees are bad. Turn to Allah. Allah understands. Yeah? Sometimes I can't keep my wudu. Allah understands. Yeah? Sometimes I forget which rak. Allah understands. Turn to God. Yeah? Don't ever think that your actions, even though they are beyond your control, that Allah is going to reject. Allah is not. Allah is Jabbar, yeah? Allah heals. Allah joins. Allah fixes. Yeah? That's how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And sometimes our hearts break because we lose a loved one in our lives. Even in these moments, my brothers and sisters, it is very important that when we feel that loss, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? We turn to God. Yeah? We turn to God with the understanding that God only does that which is good for us. We may not understand it right now. Yeah? We don't understand it. We have to separate the loved one and our feelings. We have to. Yeah? As difficult as it may be. The loved one who left this world, he or she is enjoying the pleasures of God. He is. Yeah? I have a firm belief, you know, that if we could meet or see our loved ones, they would tell us, don't cry, I'm good. Yeah, don't cry, I'm in a better place. Don't worry, I'm enjoying the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah will give our hearts rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 28, Alladhina amanu wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bidhikrillah. He says, those who have faith, we need that faith when we turn to God. And they find their rest, how? They find comfort, how? Through the remembrance of God. Yeah, I'm feeling down, but I know who will uplift me. Allah will uplift me. Yeah, I feel broken, but I know who will fix me. Allah will fix me. And Allah says that when you turn to me like that, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That indeed it is by my remembrance, God says, that you will find that rest that you are looking for. My brothers and sisters, what we understand from this discussion, you know, don't shy away from a broken heart. You know, don't try to fight a broken heart. Yeah? Because life will constantly break our hearts. But whenever we have a broken heart, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Him passionately, powerfully, consistently. Keep knocking on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will open that door for us. And when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, you know, two things will happen. Number one, we will be blessed with the strength and conviction to carry on in this world. He will do that. I guarantee you He will do that. Yeah? You just see how people lost loved ones, people had their hearts broken, yet they continued to strive towards God. Why? Because they turned to God, God fixed them. Yeah, God gave them the strength. And the second thing we have to keep in mind is that when we are going through this brokenheartedness and we turn to Allah, we are not alone. Yeah, we are not alone. Allah is with us. Yeah, you know, this is very famous. I remember, I don't know why we had this in my house growing up. But we had this frame, I know you've seen it. It's of a desert, no, it's a beach. And there are two footprints. You've seen this? Yeah, I know you've seen this. There are two footprints, set of footprints. And all of a sudden, it becomes one set of footprint. And the person begins to have a conversation with God. Right? And says, God, you were always with me. Yeah. And you always walked with me. Yeah. But he's like, when things became difficult, look, you left me. And I am alone. And God replies back and says, what? At that moment, I carried you. Yeah. God is with us, you know. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He was asked a very beautiful question. He was asked, Ain Allah? Where is Allah? To which the Prophet replies, Indal munkasirati qulubuhum. That Allah is with the brokenhearted. Yeah? Allah is with us. And so always turn to Allah and we will find the strength. And this is what we see in Karbala. Yeah? That when we look at the difficulties that Hussein alayhi salam endured on that day, how can a man, how can a person, how can a human being survive with such viciousness all around them? Because God was by his side. Yeah? God gave him comfort. You know, on that day of Ashura, there are many moments that grieve us. The shahadat of Imam alayhi salam in particular is such that we don't even recite that musibah except on the day of Ashura because it hurts the heart so much. But you know, prior to that, what we find is that time after time, the heart of Hussein was being broken in Karbala. You know, from that morning, when Ali ibn al-Akbar gave that adhan, Hussein's heart began to break. And then one companion after the other would come and ask for permission, and the imam's heart would break. And then his own family would come and ask him to go, and the heart of Hussein kept breaking. But there were a few deaths, few martyrdoms that took place that really fractured the heart of Hussein. One was that of Ali ibn al-Akbar. It is said that when Imam reached the body of Ali ibn al-Akbar, he placed his hands on the chest of Ali ibn al-Akbar and cried in a manner that he had not cried before on that day. Why? The heart of Hussein was broken. When that arrow pierced the chest, the neck of Ali ibn al-Asghar, the heart of Hussein again broke at that moment. It is said Hussein, holding the body of Ali ibn al-Asghar, cried in such a way that a voice called back from the heavens and said, Da'ahu ya Hussein, let it be, O Hussein, your child has been fed already in Jannah. Let it be, Hussein. The world, the skies, the heavens cannot handle your brokenheartedness. And then when Abbas fell, that when Imam alayhi salam came to the body of Abbas and placed Abbas's head on his own lap, at that time the heart of Hussein could not bear anymore, as if there was nothing more that could happen. But there was one more incident when Hussein was bidding farewell to his family. And Sakina rushes out. And when Sakina embraces the Imam, Imam says, Sakina, do not cry right now. For the sound of your tears are breaking my heart even more. فَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. والعاقبة للمتقين إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask him to forgive the sins of our parents and loved ones, that for those who are going through difficulty, that he end their difficulty. For those that have asked us to pray for them, Ya Allah, accept their hajat. And finally, for marhum Sayyid Asad and for all of our marhumin, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give them a lofty station in Jannah and sabr to the families, inshaAllah. Rahimallahu man qara'a surat al-mubarakat al-fatiha masbuqatan bis-salati ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammadin.